As always, we begin our call this morning with the head coach of the University of Maine, Nick Charlton. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Rob.
Morning. A hard-fought opener, certainly with Delaware last Thursday night. You guys come up a little short, 34-24. You've had a few days to kind of look back on that game. Just give me your impressions.
Yeah, I mean, it was really what I said afterwards. You know, I felt like, we played a great opponent, very well coached, and unfortunately didn't finish that ball game. You know, it was a game of a number of momentum swings, and that's a really great team. And you just can't make mistakes against them down the stretch. And unfortunately, you know, in the second half, when we had opportunities and, obviously had an opportunity to take a lead going into the fourth quarter, among some other things, you know, we weren't able to do that. So I think it shows we can play at the level that we want to, but we have to do it consistently and take care of the football. So there's a lot of things to take away from it. But at the end of the day, we didn't finish that ball game. So we got to learn from it, and we know we have another great opponent coming up here in a few days.
Your first question this morning from Greg Medea. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey Nick, I guess I would just ask, as you're prepared for JMU on Saturday, is it like looking in the mirror with the two defenses since Corey was at Maine not too long ago? How would you sum that up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously there's some similarities. I think that, you know, they do an excellent job. Corey's an outstanding coach, and I have a lot of respect for what they do down there and Coach Zignetti. And, we can look at things schematically however we want to, but at the end of the day, we have to play sound. We have to play fundamental. We got to be able to run the football. And when you look at their personnel and who they have, I mean, it's a great football team. So we have to go out and execute, but I mean, there's similarities there, of course, but at the end of the day, you know, it's really going to come down to base fundamentals and situations in a similar way it did last week.
What would you say are, I guess, the biggest scheme similarities in the two?
Well, I mean, the base structure of the defense is similar, you know, but it's different than it was. I mean, they do a number of things. They're very well coached. So, I mean, they give you fits in different ways and do a good job of letting their personnel go. You know, I mean, they're one of the better fronts along with the one we just played. So we know how talented they are. And, I think they do a really good job of just letting those guys play ball. And again, they're very well coached, so they execute their scheme. And I think the base level of it is similar. But again, you know, I think it's going to come down to a lot of the fundamental things and execution that we need to do on Maine's end in order to move the football and score points.
Thanks, Nick.
Yep.
Nick, your next question from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach.
Hey, Larry.
Just, you know, in breaking down the game, you had a chance to watch it. I mean, the running game, 2.4 yards per rush. You've said from day one you have to establish that. Obviously, very good defense. What happened with the running game, and what are other pluses that you saw and minuses that you saw as you had a chance to break the game down?
Well, I think the two sacks hurt us there, just with the, you know, the actual rushes. You know, there was times where we ran it pretty decent. And, you know, I think it's a matter of being able to get in rhythm in the run game to establish it. You know, we don't want to be unbalanced in terms of what we're doing. We want to be as close to 50-50 as we can be. And obviously the other night we were not. Joe is very capable of handling a lot of volume and scheme. But that was, you know, you don't want to throw the ball 41 times and only hand it off, I think, 23. So, you know, I think we got to do a better job of that. We got to get Freddie Brock going. That stuff we're evaluating. Again, we knew we were going against a strong front and, very talented linebackers. But there were times where we really did some good things. But we got to be much more consistent in that. And it'll certainly be a challenge this week. And we have to be able to respond. And that's obviously what we're in the middle of working on right now. Our players know we're committed to it. And we just got to do a better job overall with it. It's positives and negatives, you know, and anytime that you evaluate tape, you want to do it when you win, you know, cause you can correct mistakes a lot easier off of that. But, unfortunately the mistakes that we made, were critical errors that led to us losing that ball game. And, I think I was very encouraged with how resilient they were. Our players fought back obviously from being down, took a lead at halftime. Had few opportunities in the third quarter to go up on that team and have a lead in the fourth quarter, but we didn't execute. So there's very encouraging things, but at the same time, I said to the team yesterday, there's no moral victories, and you know, we want to win ball games, and we felt like we had an opportunity to win that football game, and we did not. So credit to Delaware, but unfortunately, we didn't finish that game.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Next question from Kurt Dudley. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, everyone. Coach, since you did play on Thursday night, what are you taking advantage of these few extra days, a longer week? Does it come at a good time because you have between games one and two to fix a few things, or just what is the opportunity that you see before you with a few extra days?
Yeah, I mean, we were pretty intentional with trying to get the schedule built this way, so that we were able to have adequate preparation time on both ends, you know, for both these football teams. So we watched the film the following day, but gave them the day physically off. Staff was in the next day, obviously getting ahead, gave the players another recovery day. And then we practiced yesterday. So we got an extra practice in, which was a full JMU prep practice. Today is Monday, so they're in class, so they'll be doing that. And then we get into our normal cycle. So we basically gained a day of practice and a day of recovery from a very physical game the other night.
Thank you.
Yep.
Got a follow-up from Greg. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, Nick, I just want to ask you about your linebacker group, Ray Miller, Adrian Otero. How'd those guys play this past Thursday, and what is it like having two veterans in that group?
I thought they played excellent. I mean, the two of them, Ray and Adrian specifically, you know, you could really feel their energy and presence on the field. You know, Ray, we were really excited to watch him play football for the first time in a while, and he certainly showed what he's capable of doing. Just a very savvy football player, obviously very physical. And Adrian, I thought, played very well, very fast, physical. You know, I mean, we were able to limit them in the run game, and that's, you know, something they do a really good job of establishing. So I think we fought and battled really well there. You know, obviously, we're able to get Nolan out of the pocket a couple times, and he's a very talented quarterback. So, you know, I thought we did a good job. But those two guys specifically played very well. Obviously, it wasn't enough to win the ball game, but in terms of individual performances, I was pleased with the two of them.
Nick, is there anything you can go ahead. Kurt Dudley with a follow-up. Go ahead, Kurt.
Yeah, Coach, knowing that JMU has the bevy of running backs that it does and the way that they typically work them, does that influence how you will use your rotation on your defensive line, for example?
We kind of got into a rhythm last week rotating those guys. So we ended up playing about 9 defensive linemen. So I think we're going to stick with that. So we'll be rotating those guys. I think the players really handled it well, to be honest with you. You know, they kind of knew what the expectation was going into the game about who was playing and where, and it won't affect that. I mean, we know how talented this football team is and their ability to run the football with, again, a number of running backs. So, you know, a lot of respect for them, and we're going to be rotating guys, but we got to be able to establish the line of scrimmage against a really strong front and, again, some very talented backs.
Nick, you talked about all the momentum changes and obviously getting down 17-0, you scored 24 in the second. And what was the biggest difference from quarters 1 to 2? And then in the second half, obviously the fumble on the 2-yard line is a big one. Did you feel at that point, if you knocked that one in, you got a chance to maybe close it out there?
I mean, I wouldn't say close it out, but I would say momentum would certainly have reswung, you know, and it's one play. You know, I made mistakes in this football game, so it's hard to pinpoint things on that. You know, again, I got to do a better job overall. But I mean, I thought our players are our workers. They're very resilient. So when we went down, there wasn't, you know, this negative attitude or anything like that on the sideline. The guys are very locked in, very positive. Just saying we need to put a drive together. We were able to start running the football on that drive, which set up a couple play actions that got us into range to be able to take a shot in the end zone. And then from there, you know, momentum just kind of started going our way. And that was the first time, you know, since the spring, really looking at probably the Stony Brook game, where we played really in sync with all three phases, you know, really working together and playing complementary football. We talk about a lot. So I was pleased with that, you know, and then unfortunately we put together a couple drives in the third quarter, didn't finish them, namely obviously the one at the very end of the third quarter. You know, if we go up 31-27 heading into the fourth quarter, we've put ourselves in a position to win that football game, but we would have had a whole another quarter to go. So we had a lot of work left to do, just like Delaware did, but They made the play and we didn't. So, you know, again, credit goes to them. That's a very good, very well coached football team.
Got a follow up from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, Nick, what's any injuries? Can you give us an injury update?
Nothing really from the game. We had a number of cramps, but that's pretty typical for game one. But we didn't lose anybody. We should be gaining back a couple guys, actually. Robbie Ryobi, potentially. And then Darius McKenzie, who's a linebacker for us. So we should be getting a few guys back.
One last question, Nick. I mean, this is a number five team in the country. It was a game that you could have won. I mean, there's no question about the fumble or whatever. Do you take some encouragement by the fact that you were able to go toe-to-toe with a team that beat you 37-0 in the spring and that progress is being made?
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to look at everything through the, you know, the lens and seeing it through the singular game, obviously. But, I do see the context of, you know, we were in position to win that football game. So it's certainly encouraging to know that the talent is there, that the execution can be there. You know, we put ourselves very close to being in a position to do that, but unfortunately close doesn't really matter. And, you know, our players, like I referenced earlier, that we weren't really interested in any moral victories. Right. I think it showed this football team, because every football team is different, you know, and we're not looking at the spring like it's the fall. They're totally different seasons. So for this particular football team, it shows the players that we are certainly capable of winning these types of games, but it's within our control. And, you know, we're going against some great teams like we do every week in the CAA. I mean, we all know what this conference is and the level of competition. So, you know, we have to bring it every single week. But in order to finish those football games, you have to execute in the third and fourth quarter. And there's certainly encouraging signs. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, my staff and our players wanted to win that football game and we did not do it. So credit goes to Delaware once again, but you know, we felt like we left one out there.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, Nick, thanks as always for the time this morning. Safe travels to Harrisonburg, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks.